Hi there, I'm Chuck Swindoll. From the entire Swindoll family and all of us at Insight for Living, may this holiday season be filled with joy as we give our unbridled affection to the only one who truly deserves our worship and our praise. It's Jesus, the Prince of Peace.
It was Paul the Apostle who wrote, "Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift," a reference to Jesus, the gift too wonderful for words. And here on this Christmas Day edition of Insight for Living, it's appropriate to give our undivided attention to the Christ child. We'll attempt to put words to the indescribable, to define that which cannot be defined. And at the end of today's message, we'll have a special treat, a celebration of the Son of God in music, performed by the Stonebriar Community Church Choir and Orchestra. Before we hear the sermon called Unwrapping the Gift, let's focus our attention through prayer.
We're reading from two sections of the Scriptures in the New Testament this morning. The first is in the first chapter of John, and the other is the last verse in the 9th of 2 Corinthians. So why don't you locate both before we begin? John chapter 1, the first 5 verses, along with verse 14, and then we will turn to 2 Corinthians 9, 15. May we stand together, please, for the reading of the Scriptures. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory. Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Paul is wrapping up his thoughts regarding the whole subject of giving, and he comes to an illustration that no doubt is given to him by the Holy Spirit, remembering the classic example of a gift. He writes in 2 Corinthians 9:15, "Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift."
Listening to a special Christmas Day edition of Insight for Living. And now the message from Chuck Swindoll, Unwrapping the Gift.
John 1 takes us all the way, way past matter, way past the planets, way past the galaxies, all the way into eternity past. The vacuous, profound presence of the Godhead. Father, Son, and Spirit existed, co-eternal, coexistent, co-equal with one another. It was His existence throughout all the past. Then when time began, then the worlds were created and the planets and the galaxies, and all of that ran its course right up to Nazareth. When the angel said to Mary, "You will conceive and bear a son." At that moment, the one who has been existing throughout eternity would now be reduced to an embryo, a fetus, a baby. Verse 10 tells us, He was in the world was made through Him, and the world didn't know Him. He wasn't what they expected. Well, what did they expect? Well, they expected a mighty warrior, a ruler who would come brandishing a sword, but he didn't come like that. He came preaching grace and mercy. Where's he from? Nazareth, Bethlehem. Even one of his own disciples yet to be said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" In fact, there were those in the village at Nazareth who noticed Mary is in maternity clothes before they figured she should have been. Yeah, we know about him. We know who our father is, said the Pharisees. And Jesus had the audacity to say to them, "My father is God." Blasphemy! How dare this illegitimate claim divinity? He came unto his own. Verse 11 tells us, those who were his own, "We will not have this man rule over us. Crucify him. Get rid of him, this imposter from Galilee. We're looking for a warrior king, not some simple-hearted man followed by 12 rather thick-headed disciples." I mean, honestly, honestly. His own. He came unto his own things, but his own ones did not receive him. His own people, the rabbis, the authorities, the muckledy-muck in Jerusalem. Please, how dare he claim what he's claiming? But that wasn't the only group. Some unwrapped him and said, "No, thanks." In fact, they didn't even say thanks. They just said no. But according to verse 12, as many as received him, so there were some, not many. By the way, God's work will always be handled through a minority. He always works through a remnant. Always. Well, the next time you feel you're a little bit alone in this journey from earth to heaven, you're in good company. Rarely is the majority ever right. Certainly true in this case, as many as welcomed him. By the way, are you among those people? Have you welcomed him? Ever been a time in your life as you look back over the past? Don't talk about church. Don't talk about religious deeds. Don't talk about being a good moral person. I'm not talking about you in the sense of this gift. I'm talking about the gift. Have you taken the gift? Have you said, "Yes, Father, I need this gift. I welcome him. I receive him. I need him." You know what happens when you do that? Verse 12. He gives you the right, it means the authority, to become numbered among children of God. We are those who believe in his name. Doesn't mean we stop sinning. Doesn't mean we're suddenly great models of virtue and perfection. Are you kidding? It means the grace of God is at work in our lives, and we are among those who can claim we have a Savior, though we certainly do not deserve him. Remember, he is voluntarily bestowed and without compensation. He's yours for the taking. I've observed in my lifetime that among those who receive him, there are those who don't write it first, and then after thinking on it, decide, "That's what I should do." It takes some people months. It takes others years. Often a person has to go through the depths of difficulty and loss and struggle, and then they finally see that they can't make it on their own. You may be in that category. And then there are those who receive him rather easily and quickly. You acknowledge that he's the gift, you need the gift, you take the gift. Simple as that. And then there are those who have never heard of him before, and mouths drop open when they hear, you know what? There really is a gift that is without price, no strings attached. In fact, it's the only one I know of. That's why he's too wonderful for words. I came across a story that I found that illustrates what it is like for one who has never known of him before to take the gift. Happened back in 1994 as two Americans answered an invitation from the Russian Department of Education to travel there in order to teach morals and ethics based on biblical principles. They were to do that in the public schools. They were invited as well to teach in prisons and businesses and fire and police departments and a large orphanage. They were free to teach biblical principles of morality and ethics. This orphanage had about 100 boys and girls, and they had all been abandoned on the street. They had been abused. They were now left in the care of the Russian government in a government-run program that guided the orphanage and made the rules and regulations. Can you imagine such a place? These individuals relate the following story in their own words. It was nearing the holiday season back in 1994, time for our orphans to hear for the first time the traditional story of Christmas. Not one of them had ever heard it before. So we told them about Mary and Joseph arriving in Bethlehem, finding no room in the inn. The couple went to a stable where the tiny baby Jesus was born and placed in a manger. Throughout the story, the children and the orphanage staff alike sat in amazement as they listened. Some are on the edges of their stools and benches, trying to grasp every word of this never-heard-before story. Completing the story, we gave the children three small pieces of cardboard to make a crude manger. Each child was given a small paper square cut from yellow napkins I had brought with me. No colored paper was available in the entire city, so we used the napkins. Following instructions, the children tore the paper into small strips and carefully laid them in the manger for straw. Small squares of flannel cut from a worn-out nightgown an American lady was throwing away as she left Russia were used for the baby's blanket. A doll-like baby was cut from tan felt we had brought from the United States. The orphans were busy assembling their manger as I walked among them to see if any of them needed help. All went well until I got to one table where little Misha sat. He looked to be about 6 years old and had finished his project. As I looked at the little boy's manger, I was startled to see not one, but two babies in the manger. Quickly, I called the translator help me ask the lad why there were two babies in his manger. Crossing his arms in front of him and looking at this simple, completed manger scene, the child began to relate the story very seriously. For such a young boy who had only heard the story once, he related the happenings accurately till he came to the part where Mary put the baby Jesus in the manger. Then Misha started to ad-lib. He made up his own ending to the story as he said, "And when Maria laid the baby in the manger, Jesus looked at me and asked me if I had a place to stay. Now, I told him I have no mama and I have no papa. I don't have any place to stay." Then Jesus told me I could stay with him. But I told him I couldn't because I didn't have a gift to give him like everybody else did. But I wanted to stay with Jesus so much. So I thought about what I had that maybe I could use for a gift. I thought maybe if I kept him warm, that would be a good gift. So I asked, "Jesus, if I keep you warm, will that be a good enough gift?" And Jesus told me, "If you keep me warm, that would be the best gift anybody ever gave me." So I got into the manger. And then Jesus looked at me and told me I could stay with him for always. As little Misha finished his story, his eyes brimmed full of tears that splashed down his little cheeks. And putting his hands over his face, his head dropped to the desk. His shoulders shook as he sobbed and sobbed and sobbed. What a wonderful, simple account of a little boy very creatively coming alongside Jesus, knowing he could stay forever. So can you. Let's bow our heads together. Let's sit quietly before the Lord. Maybe this is the first time you have ever heard the story described as you've heard it. Maybe you didn't realize that he was wrapped in eternity and deity and humility. Maybe you never heard before now that this gift, this one that God voluntarily bestowed without compensation, is available to you. Not some manger scene to visit once a year, but someone to come alongside of, to be with him forever. As many as received him, to them he gives the authority to be a part of his family. Right now, right this moment, take the gift. Just take it. Simple prayer invites him into your life. "Lord, I acknowledge that I'm a long distance from you throughout my life, but today I turn my life over to you. I can't find forgiveness on my own. I can't find truth on my own. I can't find a reason to go on my own. People have let me down and I've let them down, and I realize I have no other alternative but you, and I trust in you. Thank you for coming into my life." Every week we hear from individuals who have trusted in Christ. For the first and only time in their lives, they've realized the gift is for them. If that's you, we would love to hear from you to help you find your way out of the morass and mess of today toward a life of purpose and meaning and productivity and joy and peace and forgiveness. Our Father, we adore your Son, and we give you our thanks for the gift too wonderful for words. In his blessed name, We thank you and we pray. Everyone said, amen.
Son of God.
Christmas Day is the perfect time for you to make a decision to follow Christ as your Savior and Lord. And as Chuck Swindoll said a moment ago, if you've made that choice today, we'd love to hear from you. Jot down this mailing address and tell us your story. Write Insight for Living, Box 269,000, Plano, Texas, 75026. Or online, go to insightworld.org. Before we hear a closing comment from Chuck, I want to remind you that many in our listening family are choosing to read through the book of Proverbs in the new year. It's one of the most practical books in all the Bible, with counsel on how to handle difficult people, direction on what to do when temptation comes knocking, and wisdom on marriage and parenting. And to help, Chuck has written a 300-page hardcover book with a reading plan and daily inspirational thoughts as well. It's called Living the Proverbs, Insight for the Daily Grind. And it's yours when you make a special end-of-the-year donation. If you're listening in the United States, call 1-800-772-8888. Or online, go to insight.org. And then, Chuck, I know you have something you'd like to add.
Hey, just a quick reminder that December 31st is right around the corner. And for nonprofit ministries like Insight for Living, it's the most important deadline in the entire year. Friend, please don't allow your good intentions to fall by the wayside. It'll probably surprise you to know how many people listen to our program but never give. I'm talking about well-meaning, loyal listeners. Could that be you? If so, jot down this contact information. Take a few minutes to call or address an envelope or connect with us online. You can make a donation right there on our website. Why don't you do that right now?
Choose one of these methods to contact Insight for Living. You can give a donation online at insight.org. Many on our staff are at home today, as you would imagine, enjoying the holiday with their families. But we made sure to have a few folks on hand to take your call in the event you want to reach us by phone. If you're listening in the United States, our number is 1-800-772-8888. That's 1-800-772-8888. As I mentioned earlier, when you give a donation today, we'll be saying thank you by providing a hardbound book by Chuck Swindoll. It's called Living the Proverbs, Insight for the Daily Grind. If you're listening in the United States, call 1-800-772-8888. Or online, go to insight.org. I'm Dave Spiker, wishing you a Merry Christmas and inviting you back tomorrow to hear Chuck Swindoll and Insight for Living.
The preceding message, Unwrapping the Gift, was copyrighted in 2011, and the sound recording was copyrighted in 2012 by Charles R. Swindoll, Inc. All rights are reserved worldwide.